So we've heard a lot of amazing things about prayer this morning, haven't we? Some really amazing things. We've heard that the God we pray to is a God that we can call Father. But we've heard that God, the Father, is a God who is still the King, the all-powerful King, who is worthy of all praise and honor. We can't manipulate him and make him do what we want, but he is always ready to give us good things. He knows what we need and wants good for us. But actually, how many people here still find praying quite hard sometimes? Yeah. Sometimes it is really difficult, isn't it? Sometimes it is hard. But the thing that Jesus wants us to hear when he tells us this family prayer that we've been thinking about this morning is that prayer is the best thing ever. Prayer is the best thing ever. That's what Jesus wants us to know. Has anyone here ever been told to do something they didn't really feel like was going to be that good? And then it turned out to be amazing. Has that ever happened to anyone? You've been told to do something, you think, oh, this isn't going to be great. I feel like I have to, but I don't want to. And then it turns out to be incredible. Well, when I was in year 8 or year 7, I forget which, when I was around about that age, my school took me on a trip, on a residential trip. We went away for a week, and we went off to this residential trip, and we'd been looking forward to it for like 5 years, because we'd been watching every year 7 class go out to this residential trip every year. We'd been thinking, this is going to be amazing. And they used to come back from, I think they went to the Isle of Wight, they used to come back and they'd say, whoa, we went bowling, and we went go-karting, and it was amazing. Best time ever. And so then my turn came round, and I was finally in year 7. It was my turn to go, and the school changed the trip. They changed the trip just with about 3 months before we went. The school changed the trip. We weren't going to the Isle of Wight anymore. Instead, we were going to go to the Lake District. Okay, still sounds pretty good. All right. You've got to bear in mind, I'm 12, okay? We go to the Lake District in the middle of nowhere to do things like walking up hills and climbing down mountains and kind of sleeping in tents and that kind of thing. And although that sounded good, compared to going go-karting and bowling and buying as many sweets as I wanted, which is what we were always told we could do, there wasn't a sweet shop at the top of the mountain in the Lake District. I can tell you that. I thought it was going to be rubbish, and so did everyone else in my class. We weren't very happy at all. We all got to the station to go on the train, and we were all really grumpy. And we were told that we were going to go, and we were told, this is going to be an amazing time. You're going to have the best time ever. And we all went, no, we're not. It's going to be rubbish. We're not going to be able to go go-karting or bowling or buy as many sweets as we want. We can't do any of that stuff. And then when we got there, well, first thing was we were introduced to the tuck shop, which was amazing. But then after that, we started doing some incredible things like climbing and going on high ropes courses. And then it turned out that the trip up the mountain and down the mountain and sleeping in a tent and stuff like that for overnight was amazing. It was brilliant. And so it was something which we didn't want to do. But when we did it, it turned out that it was the best thing ever. And that is exactly what prayer can sometimes feel like for us. Imagine the different, if you went outside and you found some people who said, yeah, I pray on the road outside. And you said, okay, why do you pray? People might say, well, I pray because I'm told to pray. Pastors, people like me, or my parents, or other people tell me that it's important to pray. Or I feel guilty if I don't. I know it's the right thing to do. I know I should pray. Or we see other people praying, so I feel like I should pray as well. These are all reasons people might give. But Jesus wants us to see that praying is the best thing ever. He wants us to see that it's not that we have to pray. It's that we get to pray. And it's amazing. Why is that? Why is it so good? It's so good because of what Jesus says in this family prayer about what we can pray. Do you remember how this prayer starts? What's the first word of this prayer in the family prayer? Can anyone remember what it was? It was Father. Father, we get to call God Dad. A little bit like Rachel, first Rachel, was helping us remember at the beginning of the service, we can have access to God. It means we can come to God just as we are, whoever we are, where we are, and know that he will listen to us. And then we get to pray these words, which sound lofty and amazing. Hallowed be your name, which basically means, God, we think you're amazing. Please would you show how amazing you are to everyone else. We think he is the all-powerful king over everything. And then we get to pray, give us today our daily bread. Give us everything we need because you know what is for our best. But do you know, there's one other thing in this prayer which is even more amazing that we get to pray. Does anyone remember what the last few words of this prayer are? What the other thing that we get to pray in this prayer is? Does anyone remember? Sam, do you remember? Oh, I can't hear you. What did you say? Amen. That is the final word of the prayer. You're absolutely right. Just before that, we get to pray the words, forgive us our sins. And Jesus says, we get to pray that. We can pray that. We have a God who is willing to come and listen to us when we ask him to forgive. Because the truth is, actually, when we think about prayer, none of us, not one of us in this room, deserves to pray and be heard by God. Not one of us. Because every single one of us has actually acted in a way that says we don't want God telling us what is our best. We want to say what's best for us. We don't want to do our homework. We want to do our homework, whatever homework we say, when we say we want to do it. We don't want to listen to every teacher. We just want to listen to the teachers we want to listen to. We don't want to do, we want to decide which people we are kind to or not. For grown-ups, we want to say what we do with our time or our talents or our money. We don't want to listen to what God has to say about those things. That's what the Bible calls sin. Some of you will have heard me say that one of the best ways of thinking about sin in the Bible is to think about it as an attitude towards God which says, shove off, God, I'm in charge, no to you being king. Shove off, God, I'm in charge, no to you being king. And that's what the Bible says sin is. So imagine this with me, okay? Imagine that the leaders of a rebellion against a king, okay? So they're fighting against a king. And this king is all powerful. He's an amazing, powerful king. The leader of the rebellion comes up, knocks on the palace door and says, hello, king. I'm the leader of the rebellion against you. We're trying to overthrow you. We don't want you to be our king, but I want you to do something for me. I want you to build me a palace. And I want it to be amazing. Oh, with all the kind of marble, and it's got 15 swimming pools in it and space for all of my Ferraris and everything else. I want you to build me this palace, king. I'm the leader of a rebellion against you. Who here thinks the king is going to say yes? No, the king's not going to say yes, is he? This guy doesn't want the king as the king. So how on earth does he come to him and say, Lord, king, I want you to do this for me? But then imagine that after that meeting, in comes the prince. The prince is 4 years old. The prince is the king's son. And the prince comes in and says, Dad, can I have a truck to play with? Who thinks the king might say yes to that? Yeah. What's the difference? The difference is not just that the son is the king's son, but also the rebel, the first person, is someone who doesn't want the king in charge. But what God has done for us is that when he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross, his son Jesus died in our place. He was treated as though he was a rebel, so that we could be treated as sons and daughters of that king, our God. And that is why we can come to him and pray, Father, forgive us our sins. Prayer really is the best thing ever.